Welcome to the May 17th, 2009 morning worship service of College Park Baptist Church. Today's service is in praise of God, a celebration through music. If you are in Winston-Salem, please join us for worship and fellowship at 1701 Polo Road. You can find out more about our church at www.collegeparkbaptist.org. And now for our worship service.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to College Park. Hope you all are doing well this morning. It's good to see you. A lot of smiling faces and a lot of energy in the room for sure. I'm going to take just a couple of short minutes to do a few quick announcements before we lead into what we're all here for this morning, and that's worship. First of all, you'll see in the white page insert in your order of worship the schedule for this week, and I won't go over all that for you, but a couple of quick highlights. There'll be a regular schedule tonight, except for there'll be no music programs. Our musicians are going to give a lot to us this morning, so they need some rest. They deserve it, some well-earned rest tonight. We will have the live service at 7 o'clock in Smith Hall. Regular schedule continuing through the week, our regular Wednesday night festivities, including supper. And if you haven't been with us on Wednesday night before but you'd like to come, we'd love to have you for supper and Bible study on Wednesday night. So please come join us. There are programs for the children and other things going on as well. Thursday we have College Parkers for all 55 and over, but I like to say we don't check IDs at the door. So anyone who'd like to come join us, we're having our monthly luncheon fellowship at 11:30 in Smith Hall, and we're going to have a covered dish lunch followed by an excellent program by someone who's a friend of mine and an excellent pianist who's going to present for us on Thursday. So I'm really looking forward to that. Children's camp is this week, and the children are leaving on Friday. So parents, if there are any questions about children's camp that you haven't had answered yet, see Sydney or see Jeff this week in preparation for that on Friday. Barbie, for an announcement about Mountain Outreach.
I'm going to remind you again that Mountain Outreach is our annual mission project that we have at College Park. For 21 years, we've built a house for a needy family in Kentucky. We would like to invite you to sign up. The sign-up sheet is outside of Smith Hall. There's information there. We'll take people. We'll take money. We'll take furniture. We'll take... What else do we take?
Food.
Food. I almost forgot the food. Yes. There will be a sign-up sheet for food as well, because we do like to feed ourselves. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Barbie. Jeff's not here today, but I can hear Jeff's voice speaking in my ear and says, Jason, don't forget pew pads. the pew pads are located on your row, at one end of the row. If you will, just take a minute to fill out the pew pad and pass it down to the other end. That would be much appreciated. And I'm going to ask our ushers to move forward at this time and say a special word of welcome to our visitors. Thank you for being with us today and for choosing to come and worship at College Park. Whatever the reason is that brought you here, we're glad that you're here, and we thank you for taking time to be with us. We have something we'd like to share with you, some information about our church. And if you will, just raise your hand high enough for the ushers to see. We'd like to give you that packet of information so that you can read a little bit more about what's going on at College Park and to know a little bit about what we're doing here. But most importantly, thank you for being here today. We hope you find this to be a warm and friendly place, but most importantly, we hope that you find this to be a place where worship is very meaningful and that you're uplifted by that. So thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Most gracious God, we come to you as your children, children who have needs, but most of all, Father, our need is to praise you. Our need is to worship you. And we acknowledge without the leadership of the Holy Spirit, we cannot do that adequately. So we pray now that your Spirit would come here, that it would be free to move in this place, to guide us and to lead us, to encourage us as we offer our praise and we offer our worship to you. Father, we thank you for who you are. We praise you for who you are. We thank you for all that you've done for us. But Father, our prayer most of all is that we would become more like your Son Jesus, so that as we call ourselves Christians, Christ ones, that literally we would be striving to be more like Christ. Father, use this time of worship to teach us, to mold us, to make us. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
when he cried out in the garden in the cool of the evening, he was worthy. When he flung a rainbow across a waterlogged world, he was worthy. When he whispered in the ear of an old, old man and said, "It's a boy," he was worthy. When he walked with a young songwriter shepherd and heard, "Surely goodness and mercy," for the very first time ever, he was worthy. When he spoke through the mules and on the walls and in furnaces, he was worthy. And when he, through unequal grace, stepped into flesh and became like us, he was worthy. When he spit in mud to open eyes, when he loosed the captives, when he turned over the tables in the temple, when he calmed the torrent, when he stooped to reconcile, when he fed the masses, when he washed the calloused, when he touched the untouchables, when he, wonder of all wonders, this precious truth, open-handedly stretched out his arms in an old Judean beam and bore the anger, sin, rebellion, pride, and idolatry of us all, he was worthy. He was worthy when he breathed his last. He was worthy when the Roman seal was plastered on that borrowed tomb. He was worthy when no one believed anymore. And when the grave could hold him no more, when he felt the vibration of his own creation and the veil was shredded and the accuser was silenced, ransoming the souls of a multitude of millions in one weekend, he was worthy. And when I look at who I am and I realize who he is, I can't help proclaiming, "You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy."
Got it, or do you need it one more time?
It's in the bulletin.
Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works, giving them the lands of other nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are steadfast forever and ever, done in faithfulness and uprightness. He provided redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belong eternal praise.
Praise him, praise him, he is our rising Redeemer. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
He supplies everything I need.
There is no emptiness he cannot fill.
No sickness he cannot heal.
For he is the source of life.
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
I can rest because he is my security.
I can lie down in peace.
He leads me beside still waters.
As the deer pants for water, so my soul longs for him.
He is the living water.
He gives a peace the world cannot give.
He is my peace and my provider.
He restores my soul.
Sometimes I doubt him, some days I forget him, and he still cares for me.
He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
He is my direction, he is my guide, he is my light and my salvation. But the greatest mystery is this.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
God is Emmanuel. He is with us.
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You comfort me. You are my loving shepherd.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows.
Surely goodness
and mercy
shall follow me
all the days.
Every day.
He will not leave me nor forsake me.
He will lead me to his kingdom when I draw my last breath.
His word is true.
He is faithful.
All the days of my life.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, transported with the pure. Let us pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, we're in a wonderful place today to lift up our voices in song to you as praise, as reverence, as worship. Lord, music is such an important part of our lives. Our Christian walk with you is filled with music. It's what we can share with those around us that are looking for something. We offer them your music, your songs, and we can just praise you like our children's choirs have sung, "I Can't Help But Sing." Lord, as we come to this time of our service where we offer back what you've so greatly blessed us with, may they be used to spread the word throughout your kingdom and that it will reign. Lord, thank you for all of the choirs who are singing. Thank you for their leaders. Thank you for their dedication and commitment to you, O Lord, and their willingness to point us in the right direction by using music. Lord, take care of us the rest of this day, and may this service continue to bless us. May we go out this week with songs in our hearts that we may proclaim your message to those around us, that we will be the example you want us to be. Lord, guide us and keep us safe everywhere we go and everything we do. For it's in thy most blessed name we pray. Amen.
It's the most amazing story ever told.
And even more amazing, it's true.
An amazing God who flung stars to the outer regions of infinity.
An amazing God who separated the dry land from the sea.
This great God who created a cell as intricate and dynamic as a tiny city. The God who created Jupiter and the Milky Way chose to create me.
I am equally amazed that God left his amazing mark on us.
Colossians chapter 3. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits at God's right hand in the place of honor and power. Let heaven fill your thoughts. Do not think only about things down here on earth, for you died when Christ died, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your real life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. So put to death the sinful earthly things lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual sin, impurity, lust, and shameful desires. Don't be greedy for the good things of this life, for that is idolatry. God's terrible anger will come upon those who do such things. You used to do them when your life was still part of this world. But now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. Don't lie to each other, for you've stripped off your old evil nature and all its wicked deeds. In its place, you have clothed yourselves with a brand new nature that is continually being renewed as you learn more and more about Christ, who created this new nature within you. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free. Christ is all that matters, and he lives in all of us. Since God chose you to be the holy people whom he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. You must make allowance for each other's faults and forgive the person who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. And the most important piece of clothing you must wear is love. Love is what binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts, for as members of one body, you are all called to live in peace and always be thankful. Let the words of Christ in all their richness live in your hearts and make you wise. Use his words to teach and counsel each other. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, let it be as a representative of the Lord Jesus, all the while giving thanks through him to God the Father. Our Father, we pray that this morning that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts has been pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Lord, as we leave this place, let us take with us the joy of loving you, Lord, and let us turn it into the joy of serving you. Lord, let all that we have sung, Lord, all that we have heard, fill our hearts so full that we can't help but leave this place filled with your goodness and love. And Lord, let it be so evident to each and every one we encounter in coming days, Lord, that they'll ask, what's different? And Lord, give us words to answer that question. We thank you so much for who you are. Lord, we love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.